You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocate.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became of...
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate's radio show, now playing out in WKRP in Cincinnati. I'd like to think, but of course we don't play there. Just on the many cool stations across the Devil's Advocates radio network that we do play on. But I got to tell you, watching that show when I was a kid made radio seem pretty cool.
It seemed pretty cool, yeah.
Although I should have sensed, you know, from Herb Tarlick and the suits he wore, you know, radio sales perhaps not as well-paying as one would like to think.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be as great. And by the way, the studios that are there, those are the same exact studios that most of the radio stations you're listening to right now are in right now. Like the look of them, the feel of them, they tend to like just sit there and not change.
What, radio stations?
Yeah, we've moved.
We're changing.
We are moving. We've moved a couple times. We're going to have a couple moves in the next couple weeks here. But in my experience, at least the radio stations I've been involved with or have had the privilege of being behind the scenes a part of, they're still pretty much on the same situation they were before or just left there. Like when they're done, they're just left there in a like an abandoned room.
You're talking about some of our former AM transmitter facilities.
Yeah, that plus like every other place I've been in. It smells like it was still in WKRP in Cincinnati from the moment it was aired.
It's the polyester. It's got that 1970s smell to it.
It definitely has a scent.
Oh, yeah. You know, radio seems so cool then, though. You know, the Dr. Johnny Fever. I always thought I was kind of cool, like Dr. Johnny Fever. And you know, there was also, what, Venus Flytrap? He was the athlete. Remember him in the softball episode? Shagging down all the fly balls. Well, I liked him as well. Although, you know, I'm not cool like him. Maybe Earl's cool like him. I'm not cool like him.
Earl's cool like nobody. He's
but, you know,
great.
I ended up being more like Les Nessman doing the news. But what was the...
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Or perhaps I'm the big guy, right? I'm Mr. Carlson. Sort of a combination between Herb Carlick, Mr. Carlson, and Les Nessman if he did an opinion show.
I'm kind of all the people they didn't show. I'm pretty sure that my guy they didn't show...
Oh, yeah. Remember when they needed to round out the lineup for the softball episode? They had, like, Billy Bob, the engineer. They brought in the engineer from the facility when they needed to round out a few more characters for shows like that.
I'll tell you this.
You're like Billy Bob.
Even in the WKRP in Cincinnati, there are very few times when a person is on air and then leaves and goes and fix the transmitter site. It's just not a it's not a thing that commonly happens in the world of radio, but it does here.
Okay, you're more like the Bailey Tarlick was her? No, what was her name?
Couldn't tell you, man.
Bailey Porter. Wait, I got it. Other than the good hair I lack for, wasn't it Andy Travis? Wasn't he the program director?
I'm going to have to look this
acted
up, man.
Acted real cool, didn't get a lot of stuff done at the office, just stood there a lot.
Well, that's what program directors do. They make decisions. They make the hard programming decisions, then they kind of just hang out until the next hard decision.
You know what they didn't have to do, though? They didn't have to deal with CJ. And here he's back. CJ, welcome back, man. What do you got for us? Did you ever watch WKRP, man? Everyone watched that show back in the late 70s, early 80s.
One of my favorites.
Was that on as the same night as the Dukes of Hazzard? You watched that one too, didn't you, CJ?
I'm being told by text that I'm the electrical engineer Bucky.
Bucky. Not Billy Bob. Bucky. Yeah. Remember when they'd bring in Bucky for like the softball episodes?
Well, you know, I guess I was into Daisy, so I don't know who Buffy was, but she was cute, I guess.
Daisy?
I would imagine.
Daisy? Who was Daisy?
Daisy Dukes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know what you're talking about. So, okay. You were a red-blooded American teenager at some point, CJ, so what happened to you?
Yeah, I was. You know, I'm so happy that you realize going on the number one news network for 20 years, kind of the way I call your show and I raise your ratings, you know, because...
That's exactly it. That's why I have you on, CJ, is to lift up the boat.
Well, you know, you guys don't cover the news. Fox News does. You listen to CNN, MSNBC, CBS, ABC. They tell, like you, you tell your listeners what they want to hear. You don't tell them the news.
CJ.
Have you ever heard of the name Michael Sussman?
I've heard that name.
He's one of the guys that's been indicted by John Durham, and it goes Russian collusion.
Wait. I've got a follow-up story on the Sussman. Did you see that Durham had forgotten a very important piece of evidence? I kid you not, CJ. That prosecution of Sussman is falling apart. Actually, former U.S. Attorney James Santel shared an article with me, Talking Points Memo, and I believe when I posted it up on my page, titled it like, "Ha, you jackass," because the prosecutor, Durham says he forgot about a key piece of evidence, is how the story is labeled at Talking Points Memo. I wouldn't rely on the Durham investigation/prosecution. It's falling apart because of the faulty prosecution.
Kind of the way it fell apart with Adam Penciel-Neck Shift and lied to us $20 million in 2.5 years. The way that fell apart.
Oh, what do you care how much it costs? Trump blew way more than that in Secret Service details on the golf course. Let's set aside the money aspect.
See, you don't cover the news. You don't cover the news. You're just you're a pundit.
Well, I am a pundit. I don't cover the news. I react to the news.
Well, you're listening.
Although occasionally I make the news. I was out making news with Rojo, your buddy Ron Johnson, the other day. I was out making news, man.
The next senator again from the United from our blessed Wisconsin.
I fear you might be right, CJ, but that wouldn't be my fault.
No. Well, I just, you know, people need to realize that you only give what news you want people to hear.
CJ, you realize I'm talking to you on the air. I'm exposing my audience to a varying point of view. And I go on, as you've acknowledged, I go on Fox News, I go on CNN, I go on C-SPAN, and hell, if MSNBC ever invites me, I'm a media whore, I'll go there as well, CJ.
Yeah, but they don't invite the right side on. They only invite the left. You got a table of pundits.
Yeah, but they have me on Fox News to be a pinata, CJ. You know how it works, man. They frame me in. I can only talk about what they want to talk about. And if I vary from the script, they cut me off.
They bring you on. That's something CNN and MSNBC.
They bring me on to be their show liberal, man. They bring me on to get this knot pumped out of me.
Fox is number one for a reason.
Well, I'm number one in my audience heart for a reason.
And it may not be the reason that you think it is, CJ. And by the way, Fox also does the same thing. They report their version of the news as well. That's the whole point of the opinion pieces. It's entertainment. It is news entertainment.
CJ, I will readily agree. This radio show is driven on a crudy agenda. Because it's the only way I know how to do it, man. I talk about what I want to talk about. And you occasionally listen and participate, and I allow you to do so. So I'm at least as fair and balanced as Foxy News. 844-967-2789. That's enough, CJ. Got to clean out my ears now. Robert from the Stalus. How you doing, Robert?
Oh, boy. CJ is so entertaining. Whenever I hear him, I'm inspired to call. I don't understand it. I mean, yes, they're number one. They're number one because they traffic in propaganda. Disinformation. Most of their audience don't think very deeply about really anything.
But
they're not well read.
Let me push back for just a minute. First and foremost, I'm not assuming that the entirety of the Fox News demographic is quote unquote uneducated. And above and beyond that, you know, I think there's clearly people that want that content. Just like there's people that want Rachel Maddow, there's people that want to be reassured that they're belief system, their conservative belief system, their Trump-loving belief system, they want to be reinforced. I mean, it's a business model first and foremost, and Fox News is best at it. Some sexy blondes and some dumb talking head males, and you know, you talk the company line till the viewers love you.
Yeah, their demographic is old men that are misinformed, and basically they want to be told they've been agreed somehow by the other, whether it's a man or a Mexican or immigrant or any other group. They can single out Muslims. And the whole network is driven as, you know, a wedge for propaganda for campaigns. I mean, we saw that with Hannity and Laura Ingraham and the other ones commenting on January 6th. They were part of the whole orchestrated plan, you know. So it's just, I wish people would wake up and really pay attention. I just think a lot of these people don't think very deeply. They're really not attuned to what's going on in the world.
But Robert, there,
thanks for the time.
Yeah, you're certainly appreciate you listening to what I hope is at least Crudy's truth. But I try to tell the truth, and I can't tell you that I don't have an agenda, because, you know, sometimes I look at something, I'm framing it through my frame, through the Crudy frame, through my belief system, because that's the only one I got. And I allow you to play along if you want to. You don't have to, but you can at 844-967-2789. Fancy Brian, hell, you even participate.
I just want to clarify this whole situation here is that I don't want to paint us as like, because we don't listen to Fox News, that we're sitting there watching MSNBC and hanging on everything they say. I haven't watched CNN, MSNBC, ABC News for a long time. I don't remember the last time I even looked at them.
I consume a lot of news.
You do as well, but also you consume several of them. You also take in, you come in and tell me about Dan O'Donnell. You tell me about the other side of the radio.
I consume a lot of right-wing talk radio. You do. That I'm guilty of.
Well, but it's not, you shouldn't be guilty of it. You consume a wide variety of things. My point is when I have to go and take a news story to the air, I make sure I verify it with a couple different sources. I make sure that the sources I go to are the unbiased, just aggregates for the most part. But my point is that it's not like I just, because I don't like Fox News, it doesn't mean that the opposite is true either. That I just want to clarify that
point. I don't, you know, I no longer have like the traditional cable where I memorize the placement. You know, I've got one of those streaming services. I cut the cable years ago, a year or two ago. And I couldn't tell you where Fox News is. You know, I'd have to go search it. I don't watch it with enough frequency that it would come up. Hell, you know, I've appeared on it like twice in a month. I don't even think it's been on in my household. I can tell the family, they didn't watch my appearances on the Foxy News. 844-967-2789. I go on to Fox News, so you don't even have to watch. CJ, the better CJ from Beaver Dam. How you doing, CJ?
Good, fellas. I had 2 points. The guest you had on at the 1530 hour, I agree with them. They're making a lock solid case before they do go after the Maleficent King. And the second one is let me point out that only 2.3% of Fox viewers have a high school diploma.
What?
So, just pointing that out.
2.3% of Fox Newers have a diploma? Like a college diploma? There's no way that's accurate, CJ.
High school diploma.
I have to jump. That can't be accurate.
He got to the sixth grade and got pushed into the cheese factory.
CJ.
He loves his Fox.
Well, that might be one viewer, but that's not reflective of their overall viewership. That's the strangest part, CJ. You know, I assume, and I think sometimes... We as and I appreciate you listening from Beaver Dam, I think we as liberals, we as the left, you know, we believe in education. We value education. We value higher education, at least many of us do. And those of us fortunate enough to graduate from college, well, it's something of a modest achievement. But we often turn around and we crap on the right. We say, oh, Scott Walker, he was a college dropout. I know I've busted the Wankinator's chops many times over dropping out of Marquette University. Now, I always asserted, allegedly, it was because he, you know, had a baby mama and had to raise him. But, you know, I got wrapped up in the WKRP music. I was remembering the turkeys dropping. That was the funniest TV I've ever seen. So I guess my speech less important than the fact, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. Come back. One last segment of the Devil's Advocates. Your calls could be next. 844-967-2789. All the CJs dropping like lead turkeys in here.
Just maybe think of me once in a while. I'm a WKRP in Cincinnati.
And what's it gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?